Cincinnati mayoral candidate Cory Bowman. Mismanagement and permissive policies led to viral beatdown. By Lowell Coffee Law on August 8, 2025. The viral video of a violent attack in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago continues to make waves both nationally and locally as a candidate for mayor is blaming lenient law enforcement policies and mismanagement of police resources for creating an unsafe downtown. Republican mayoral candidate Cory Bowman pointed out this week that one of the assailants accused of coordinating the attack is already out on bail and that there was inadequate police presence downtown the night of the beatdown. The dramatic assault injured 6 people, including a single mom known as Holly, who was brutally sucker-punched and knocked unconscious. She requested that only her first name be used because she has continued to receive threats. Bowman, who is the half-brother of Vice President J.D. Vance, told Fox Digital. There are things from City Hall that are showing that the police are not supported the way they need to. They are unable to do their jobs because they've been told time and time again that they have to use restraint in certain things instead of enforcing the law. They're told to dial back, and then what happens is that we have prosecutors and judges that have a catch-and-release system. He added, "So many officers have come to me. And they've said they don't even see a point in making arrests because the criminals are just going to be back on the streets the very next day." 6 suspects are now charged in the assaults. Arrested were Patrick Rosemond, 38, Jermaine Matthews, 39, Montanez Merriweather, 34, Dakir Vernon, 24, Dominique Kittle, 37, and Aisha Devon, 25. They face various assault charges for their roles in the attack. Police have alleged that Merriweather and Matthews coordinated the brawl, planning an ambush or purposely setting it up. Matthews was released this week after posting $270,000 bond. The most recent arrest was on Wednesday of Aisha Devon, who prosecutors say punched the woman identified as Holly after she lay unconscious on the pavement. She faces charges of felonious assault and aggravated riot. In a news conference days after the assault, Mayor Aftab Pirivel denounced the attack, saying, "Let me be clear, there is no place for violent crime in Cincinnati, whether it's a fight or gun violence. We will pursue those responsible, and we will hold them accountable no matter who they are." However, Bowman cited what he said was widespread mismanagement within the city as the primary cause of the unsafe conditions that led to the incident. "There are all these initiatives that have been stacked on top of each other for years that are draining the funds out of our city budget," Bowman told Fox Digital. "All those resources need to go back into the police department. We need to have higher amounts of patrols. We need to have a higher recruiting class. And we need to be able to have a strong stance against what's going on." Only 11 police officers were on duty in the Central Business District the night of the beatdown. Also, as Breitbart News reported, Victoria Parks, a Democrat city council member, has refused to take back comments made not long after the attack that the victims begged for that beatdown. Since the assailants were all black and the victims white, the FBI is investigating to see if the victims' civil rights were violated, according to Fox 19. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.